one. I'm hoping things are slow. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Cap, I said as I turned to leave. Oz, he said quietly. I paused and turned around. Joe wore a severe expression, and it nearly stopped me from breathing. His dark brown eyes were staring at me, and it felt as if he was searching for my innermost thoughts.
If you need to talk about anything or need anything, I'm here, he said without breaking eye contact.
That was a weird thing to say, I thought. Okay, Cap. Thanks. I didn't know what to say. It was so out of the blue. Joe continued to stare for a moment before nodding. I gave an awkward smile and turned around. I hurried out of the office and back to my locker, quickly grabbing my keys and phone. I dashed out of the building. I felt odd since Joe said those words to me. It was as if I needed to rush home. I didn't know why, but my bear was roaring within me. Luckily, I only lived down the street and could run home in no time. A wave of urgency rippled over my body once, and I picked up the pace. I sprinted toward my apartment at full speed. Out of breath, I yanked the handle of the door and stomped up the stairs. I was about to stick my key in the door when I heard the unmistakable sounds of sex. My heart filled with dread and my body trembled. He knew. Somehow Joe knew, I thought.
That's it, suck my cock,
a voice I knew all too well said. No, it couldn't be. How could he do this to me? He was aware of how I felt about Danny. He knew I loved him.
Fuck, his hole is so fucking tight.
Ozzy has been holding out on us, another voice said. No, they were supposed to be my friends. The level of betrayal was too much. Tears burned in my eyes as I heard more moans of pleasure. Did Sean know? Had all my friends betrayed me? My bear roared within me. A rage like nothing I'd ever felt before bubbled up from the pit of my stomach. Before I could stop myself, I burst through the door, not bothering with the key. TJ and Brent froze, and Danny moaned uncontrollably as he stood, causing TJ's sticky cock to slip from his ass.
Oz, it's not what it look-
Save it. I have eyes. I can see what it fucking looks like, I yelled, cutting off Danny. Ozzy, you should join us. You never told us he was such a good little cocksucker, Brent said. He began to stroke his still hard dick. All good feelings I ever had for my friends disappeared within me. The only emotion I felt was anger. You have 10 seconds to get out of here before I rip your throats out, I said menacingly. Brent and TJ looked at each other and rushed for their clothes. They didn't bother putting them on. They ran toward the open door. They knew I'd do as I said. I resisted the urge to shift. My bear wanted to destroy them. I turned back to Danny, who covered up with the Afghan I had out here. Tears and sweat marred his usually beautiful face. I loved him so much, but all my love for him was gone after this. Just like my friends, the only feeling I had was hate.
I'm sorry, Oz. I wanted sex, and you weren't home. It's no excuse, but we could do as Brent said. Imagine all of...
I growled, interrupting him. I fought my bear.
We can't kill him. He's human, I said to my bear. He roared and wanted him gone. I couldn't agree more.
I don't want to lose you. I'll do anything. I love you,
Danny whispered.
Don't say that. There's nothing you can do. Thank God I didn't put you on the deed. You're single now. Pack a bag and leave. We can arrange for you to get everything else later, but right now I don't want to see your face, I replied.
Where would I go? You can't do this.
I can. And I am. I own this building. It's all in my name. You don't pay rent or electricity.